Ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting episode of the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. 5 days a week for your listening eargasm pleasure. From the Fukushima irradiated, fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, the island chained nation in the sunny slave South Pacific, where the radiation is so high that a lot of people have a part-time job as an energy saver light bulb. And my very special guests today are Alfred Weber and Melanie Vrischen. Welcome to the program. And I would like to preface this by saying we're going to be talking about a wee bit of transhumanism here today, ladies and gentlemen. Human robotization, right? Nano implant technologies, mind control, slavery, neurological weapons, torture, the whole deal. You might have noticed that a whole bunch of people have become robotized whenever you've gotten into, say, a car accident or something. You notice that 99.99% of people just roll by because they've got somewhere to be, you know, as if they're simply electrodes going on some kind of superhighway of information because their lives are just that important, aren't they? Right. Alfred, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And Melanie, are you there as well?
Thank you, Winnie. I just have some problems with the webcam, but I can hear you.
Okay, that's good. Now, who would like to start? Because this is a quite a big topic that we're about to go into, and I think it bears prefacing.
Yes, well, I can give a brief kind of overview, and then I'd like Melanie, who is the public relations director of the European Coalition Against Covert Harassment, who is based in Brussels, Belgium, and who also is familiar with a lot and deals with people who are being targeted by these, to really describe what the various types of weapons and attacks are, so people really get an idea that this is real. Basically, what I've learned first by interviewing the panel of experts at EUCACH. Their website is EUCACH.org. Starting about 3 months ago, is that there's a new advanced technology of scalar, a new advanced scalar technology employing super quantum computers, a quantum cloud, a super grid of over 1,000 grids that is connected to HARP and that is carrying out global mind control as follows. For example, we all see chemtrails over many cities throughout the world. I know that the last time that I was in Amsterdam, I saw chemtrails over Amsterdam. Here, over Vancouver, chemtrails. Over many, many cities, chemtrails. Well, in those chemtrails, they actually contain nanobots, these mini bots, which come down, you breathe them in, they can go into your bloodstream, they jump the blood-brain barrier and get into your brain, and they become frequency transceivers, emitting RF frequencies, which are then entrained into this super grid of the super quantum computers, the quantum cloud, and the super grid leading up the HARP. So that's how they begin to entrain humans into the quantum scalar mind control and into the transhumanist or robotization agenda. And that is basically using what we call the new energy torture weapons that this new agenda has started. And I'd like now really to to turn it over to Melanie, who on the ground is carrying out a whole series of programs. One of their programs was actually raided, and so she can by the Belgian secret police, so she can talk about that also. Go ahead, Melanie.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Alfred, and thank you, Winnie, for having us on tonight. Yes, I can indeed confirm what Alfred just explained, and I'm part of an organization that is called the European Coalition Against Covert Harassment, which is a non-for-profit organization, and we're committed to raising awareness to the problem of non-consensual experimentation using remote influencing technologies. So, and techniques on the human mind and body. And in fact, it is true that there's various ways how this technology can come into your body. And one of the ways is are indeed the chemtrails that are unfortunately sprayed around the globe every day. So we have created this organization to raise awareness for this problem that citizens are non-consensually experimented on, and we would like to achieve that these technologies are ultimately regulated, and technologies that enable any or weapons that enable any form of manipulation of the human being that should be prohibited. So this is what I do, what UCATCH does, and why I'm here today for this topic.
Would you be able to describe for us, and by the way, Alfred, your webcam is frozen, so if you just click it off and click it back.
We can hear. Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Just click your webcam off and on again. Melanie, I'd like you to just... Yeah, you can't hear us, can you? Oh, no. Melanie seems to have dropped off, and her connection seems pretty awful as well. AFR, we've given you a phone number there to contact Melanie on. If you could get her up on the phones there, that would be very, very nice. Because what I'd like to ask first off the bat is what it was like actually being raided by the Belgian secret police. You know, I thought that they were simply employed by the government to protect their most prized beer possessions. And then the other element here is if you're talking about a transhumanist agenda, this seems to be, in my opinion, one of the core agendas of the New World Order, because it seems like humanity has become their enemy. Have you noticed that? Like, natural, caring, loving humans, that's kind of the enemy of the New World Order. It's the antithesis to them. And so, ergo, it's of no surprise that somebody who's exposing it, and indeed such a wide-ranging effect such as chemtrails, would wind up being suppressed, oppressed, and not to mention, it wouldn't make it into the press. What do you think, Alfred?
Well, yes, This seems to be a core, as you said, a core agenda of how the New World Order is rolled out, and to really under a kind of a core of controllers to have the rest of the human race just be in essence carbon units that are either soldiers in their wars, or consumers, or being cut off from any of the spiritual and divine interplay. One of the main objectives, since this is at the bottom, appears to be a spiritual battle. One of the discoveries of researchers in this area, for example, is that a prime transhumanist weapon is HARP. And one of the purposes, HARP has multiple purposes, but one of its purposes is actually to cut off there's a very thin kind of a line connection that goes from the top of everybody's crown chakra non-locally into what we can call source. And that's where people get the divine inspirations from. And also where the unity consciousness comes into our universe and into our galaxy and into our solar system from various interdimensional portals, either at the entry into the universe, at the entry to the galaxy, which is black hole, or at the entry to the solar system, which is our sun. And this is how what we can call the voice of God, you know, it's these universal cosmic waves come in, and it's the cut off of that so that all that you are receiving is programming that's coming through the HARP electromagnetic waves that is created by the New World Order, so that you're just listening to them, you know, and you're not a divine being. So they have captured you, they have captured your soul, and this is like this is like, from their point of view, this is an outpost of resistance to the spiritual order of the multiverse. And that's part of the struggle that's going on here on this planet Earth.
Apparently. Now, Melanie, you're back. Can you hear us?
Yes.
You hear me? Okay. Yes, we can hear you. You're probably going to have to lean just a little bit closer to your computer there, because your voice is a little bit faint. And I would like you to describe for us what it was like being raided by the Belgian secret police.
Well, that was only one tiny little piece in the Cavatarassant puzzle, so to speak. I started to follow a program from a detox program, because this technology, when it's in your body, is extremely toxic. So luckily enough, they were so kind as to send me as a present, because I could not afford the products, which are really very good. I mean, especially a product that I've tried out, which is called CardioPrim. They sent it to me from the e-clinic, you know, so that I could try it out, and it really had some effect. My body was shedding a lot of this material, actually. I will come to this a little bit later to explain the exact nanotechnology I'm victimized with. So it was working rather well. And once I went out, and when I came back, I realized that this expensive, rather expensive product, at least for me, was spilled. And so there was nothing left. So they obviously didn't like that I took care of my body and tried to regain my health back via these natural means. So, but that is only one of the, you know, actions that they took, because, I mean, we have really, really thousands and thousands of victims of these new technologies, and we have also developed a testing method to test, like, in a forensic process, by a new method, basically, and scanning the body for RFID emission to be able to prove if the person is implanted. And so I've been quite active in an organization that is called the International Center Against the Abuse of Cover Technologies, and now the new organization that we've just founded, which is the European Coalition Against Covert Harassment. Why I mention this is because I experienced what many, many victims experience once they are basically report this crime, this non-consensual implantation. Like everybody's told to do, go to the police and...
Oh, hold on there, Melanie. We're coming out to break, so I want to come back to that after it. When you're talking about you go to the police first, and obviously there's not a whole lot of help there. It's a little bit out of their league, isn't it? We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, after the break at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. Don't you go anywhere, folks.
Alone against your mad, deadly, worldwide, conspiratorial, gangster, computer god communism with wall-to-wall, deadly gangster protection, lifelong sworn conspirators, murder incorporated organized crime, the police and judges, the deadly, sneak-parroting puppet gangsters using all the gangster deadly Frankenstein control. These hangman rope sneak deadly gangsters, the judges and the police, trick, trap, rob, wreck, butcher, and murder the people that keep them terrorized.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. And we're just going to go straight back to Melanie now. Now, you were talking about this kind of a phenomenon and the sickness and what have you, and you went to the police and it didn't help very much.
No, it actually made it worse because
police making things worse? You don't say.
Yes, I reported this crime, and then I experienced, in fact, what many victims of these new technologies experience. Once they report this crime to the police, as everybody is told to do, I then had regular visits to my home, which means when I was not there, of course. But when I came back, then I realized that my floor was destroyed. There were, holes in my floor. There were holes in my clothes and my shoes. My son's toys were destroyed. Various things, obviously, to annoy me. The problems with my car, it repeatedly broke down, and to causing me costs, of course. And it was too often to be a coincidence, you see? So... this, unfortunately, is part of the covert harassment phenomena that we call gang stalking or organized stalking that I was experiencing. And I'm not the only one. Many, many victims of these new technologies report that. But I would like to... but, of course, okay, in my case, there was really, really, damage that you saw. That. But it's always difficult to prove that because, if you go to the police and say, well, my floor's been damaged, they can always say, well, nothing tells us that these holes were not there before. So we wouldn't want to focus on the crime that you can prove.
What I find interesting is, you've got holes in your floor and you go to the police to help you and they go, and they ironically tell you maybe you've got termites, go get an exterminator. And they say, well, actually, this is the result of my exterminator, actually.
Yes, in fact, just before I mentioned, I'm actually victimized by a technology that's called that we generally call Morgellons, but the official name is Smart Dust. It was developed and financed by DARPA, and the particular sign of this technology is once it comes into your body, so it self-assembles and auto-replicates in the body, and the body is truth then front material because it's like something that comes into the body that is not recognized by the body, so it tries to get rid of this technology. So the police even told me when I had laboratory reports by a toxicologist in the university clinic here and showed that to them, and it said that it's inorganic synthetic material coming out of my skin that he analyzed under the microscope and couldn't identify it, then even the police told me if I was currently seeing a psychiatrist.
This reminds me of there was a story a listener of mine told me in Australia. They knew a doctor and started talking to the doctor about Morgellons. And the doctor says, yeah, I've got a couple of patients that have Morgellons, but it doesn't exist.
Yes, so this is kind of the attitude you're dealing with. So, however, speaking about proof and how we prove that these victims are, implanted against their consent with these new technologies, and nowadays we're speaking really about nanotechnology, is that we have developed a three-phase testing protocol, which means that what we usually do is that people that think that this could be happening to them, that they could have been implanted against their consent, can come to us and we scan their bodies free of charge for radio frequency emissions. The human body does not normally give off radio frequencies unless, you know, there is one or several implants. Then we ask the people to help us with medical imagery, CT scans or MRI scans, although it is very difficult with the medical imagery that we currently have available to prove, to see, you know, an implant. It's because we're talking about nanotechnologies, it's virtually impossible almost because it's so advanced. And then as a third step, we scan the people that came up positive in the preliminary scan once again in a controlled environment, which is basically a Faraday cage. And we have done this quite successfully recently in Belgium in a research facility that I found. And what I could say is that the people that we scanned in the preliminary scan that came up positive in the preliminary scan also came up positive in the Faraday cage. And the frequencies we found were well in the range that the Faraday cage was rated at to cover. So we basically have brought the proof that these people were non-consensually experimented on with remote influencing technologies.
Melanie, your webcam's frozen again. If you could just turn that off and then turn it back on again.
Yeah, let's try again.
Hello, webcam button. Now, I was wondering just, and if Alfred, if you could jump in here.
Yeah.
If chemtrails are being sprayed virtually everywhere, I mean, mostly in NATO countries, actually, but... if chemtrails are being sprayed in many, many countries, and if they are indeed the precipitous cause of diseases like Morgellons, smart dust contamination, so on and so forth, how widespread a problem are we potentially looking at?
Well, I think that that what we're looking at is a conscious genocidal under the Geneva Conventions and other instruments of international humanitarian law, a situation of genocide and crimes against humanity. Because this appears to be intentional depopulation. And with regard to HAARP and chemtrails, your listeners can go to ecologynews.com, where we have a series of programs that detail how wide the HAARP chemtrails weapon system of mass destruction is. And the HAARP chemtrails weapon system is a three-part weapon. It's an environmental weapon in that it uses a component of the natural ecology of the Earth and weaponizes it to be used against an individual person or against groups of persons like cities or other nations. So that the weapon HAARP has three components. The upper atmosphere or space-based component of HAARP is the Earth's ionosphere, which is the uppermost layer of the atmosphere. It's the one that lies directly adjacent to outer space. And the ground-based component is a transmitter of HF radio frequencies, high frequencies, radio frequencies that are then transmitted to the ionosphere, to a section of the ionosphere, and that excite it. And then the atmosphere-based component are the chemtrail aerosols that are dropped by plane, by remote-guided UFOs. Actually, we have photographs showing that there are remote-guided UFOs that are holographically cloaked to look like jetliners that are really spraying this stuff in the skies.
And I've seen those videos. It's like two little balls of light sort of like going through the air, and they're emitting these twin streams of chemtrails, just like a jet airliner. Yeah. And then at a certain point, the cloaking disappears, and then an airliner comes into view. Yeah. And I was like, what the frack is that?
Yeah. So that's the same technology that was a quote used as part of the PSYOP on the World Trade Center towers on September 11th, 9/11.
One.
Where they had a remotely guided UFO cloaked from beneath to look like a jetliner appear to crash into the World Trade Center tower when it was just a hologram. But so that we have a genocidal program going on, and the relationship between HAARP is a multifunction weapon, which can be either directed at targets in outer space as a kinetic directed energy weapon, i.e., it's directed at ET craft that are either in our time-space dimension or in adjacent dimensions. They can actually carry out wars in hyper dimensions with HAARP. Or it can be used in down toward Earth, either as a weather warfare weapon in which the ionosphere is excited and the chemtrails are used to amplify its functions, and then hurricanes are directed, or cyclones are directed, or superstorms such as the one that was steered from the northern United States into a major Canadian city, Calgary, and decimated downtown Calgary. That's an example of weather warfare. Or it can be used for tectonic warfare, such as that's where you trigger an earthquake, such as the February 2010 Haiti earthquake, which we call the Vancouver 2010 Olympics earthquake, in which Haiti,
during that earthquake, there were U.S. ships full of emergency relief supplies conducting a drill just off of the coast of Haiti, and then they had a massive earthquake. Hey, we're here to save you with all these supplies that we just incidentally happened to have lying around.
Right. And
it's the same thing with the box. And it's the same thing with the Boxing Day tsunami, and the same thing with the Christchurch earthquake. At the Christchurch earthquake, there was a 1,000 New Zealand troops conducting emergency relief drills and they had a ship in the harbour full of supplies, you know. And the head of FEMA was even there, and also 9 US Congress people who jumped on the plane and skipped town 2 hours before the quake hit.
Sure.
There's a lot of suspicious stuff going down.
Yeah. So these are what we call false flag operations, and that's environmental war, and that is banned by a 1977 UN treaty called the Treaty Against Environmental Modification, the Convention Against Environmental Modification, to which the United States, Russia, all the major powers that actually own and operate HAARP and carry out tectonic warfare originated this treaty. The U.S. and Russia both developed HAARP. There are at least 17 stationary HAARP facilities around the planet. Now it's seaborne and airborne also. And in 1976, the U.S. and Russia inaugurated the first heart facility by attacking a city in Oregon and carrying out an experiment there. They called it the Woodpecker tests. And in 1977, then, they both trotted out the Convention Against Environmental Modification, making the weapon that they just released illegal. And now a whole series of nations have signed that convention, including Russia and the U.S. And of course, there's no enforcement mechanism. So this is the big lie technique. They say, oh, HAARP, that's just an experimental facility. And here's a treaty. And it's a treaty that they created, which they don't intend to honor. So it's a big psyop. Now,
We're coming up to a break in just a second here. And what occurs to me is that if a evil entity plans on doing something with a new technology, the first thing they do is they tell people that this technology either doesn't exist, or yes, it does exist, but it's safe, or yes, it does exist, but it's illegal to use, so we're never going to use it. And therefore, people just go, well, you know, there's one of three options there, that and all of which are safe for us and never have any consequences or anything of that nature, right? And then you were talking about smart dust earlier, and you know what that reminded me of is Agenda 21. Agenda 21 actually wants to tag electronically all life on Earth, every deer, every chicken, everything. And I was wondering, how the heck are they going to do that? Oh, my God. Spray them with smart dust. We'll be right back after the break.
On December 16th, 1961, the world turned upside down, then inside out, and I was born screaming in America. It was the tail end of the American dream. Just before we lost our innocence irrevocably, when the TV eye brought the horror of our lives into our homes for all to see. I was told when I grew up I could be anything I wanted. A fireman, a policeman, a doctor, even president, it seemed. And for the first time in the history of mankind, something new called an astronaut. But like many kids growing up on a steady diet of Westerns, I always wanted to be the cowboy hero. That lone voice in the wilderness, fighting corruption and evil wherever I found it, and standing for freedom, truth, and justice. And in my heart of hearts, I still track the remnants of that dream wherever I go in my never-ending ride into the setting sun.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com 5 days a week for your listening pleasure, even though it might scare the bejesus out of you sometimes when we talk about incredibly scary genocidal agendas that basically are corrupting. There's an awful lot of echo back there. Melanie?
I'm trying to put...
Yeah. Right, we are getting the technical issues resolved. Thank you, comrade. All right. Now, where were we? The last thing that I said before we went to break was about the Agenda 21 protocol wanted to tag all life on Earth. You know, every fish, every land creature, every human, so on and so forth, has to be tagged with some kind of radio frequency transmitter. So that they can control all life on Earth. And this is actually in the document, right? In the Agenda 21 document. This was signed in 1992 at the Rio Earth Summit. You've got to be freaking kidding me. And then it suddenly becomes clear to me, and it's only just occurred to me now, how exactly would they do all this without everybody kind of doing up in arms? It's like, why are you tagging everything? Smart dust. From the chemtrails. That's why they're chemtrailing everywhere, even wilderness areas. That's something that's just occurred to me now. I could be wrong, though.
But in either case, Melanie, if you could continue on and tell us what it's like to actually be a Morgellon sufferer, a disease that officially doesn't exist.
Yes. So I experienced the same type of symptoms that all of the victims of electronic terrorism report. So, in fact, once you're implanted with this technology, you have an electrical current that is running through your body all the time. You've got pain all over, all the time, so it never stops because these technologies are always active. You have excruciating headaches, electrical shock sensations, heart, how do you say, fluttering, which means irregular heartbeat, extreme fatigue, also, let's say, it also takes a heavy toll, you know, on your psychological, on your mood, on your, it's rather horrible to realize that you have been roboticized, so to speak, and there will be no one what happens if you go to your physician usually complain about these kind of symptoms. In my case, I was lucky because they could not say that this was all in my head because they saw this material coming out of my skin, so they couldn't say it was all in my mind. But most of the victims then are most of the time unfortunately diagnosed with some psychological disorder sent to a psychiatrist, which of course doesn't help because this is a crime, you know. It's, and so it is rather horrible. And you must know that many of these victims, and which is also my case, are also abused in directed energy weapons testing, which means that you feel electrical shock waves going through your body, which is extremely painful. It is really torture. So these are my symptoms, but there are, most of the victims actually report that their symptoms are almost identical.
So this is something that we've got to look forward to in future. You know, this is one of these diseases that will start to manifest pretty much everywhere we can see. Now, I'm wondering if that is possible, and of course, it's happening to you, so it's not just possible, it's happening. What is the capability of somebody who has, say, their finger on the button? Here's a whole bunch of people, and the only reason why people suffer Morgellons, in my opinion, is because their body actually rejects the smart dust, whereas a lot of people, their body doesn't reject it at all. It actually just kind of, becomes one with it. You become sort of transhumanist, and what occurs to me is that if you're actually capable of getting electric shocks, and if it's sending radio signals, could it actually be used, let's say, via the use of a directed frequency or something of that nature, to kind of turn you into a robot and make you tap dance to some kind of Dick Van Dyke film or something like that if they wanted?
Yes, I mean, it is really transhumanism. It is this technology leads to absolute control over the victim, over the human being. So what it does is it connects to your nervous system. So somebody can, do whatever they like, can torture you remotely, but could also kill you remotely. So it is something absolutely terrible, and we really need to stand up and fight this, because otherwise the whole globe is going to be, whole humanity is going to end up being biological robots, and I don't think that any parent or grandparent would like their children or grandchildren to be a biological robot. And also, it serves, of course, the depopulation agenda. So, as I said, it's very easy to kill a person remotely via this technology. It leads to absolute control over the victim.
Now, have you ever seen the film Gamer?
No, but I guess you will tell me what it is about.
Okay, well, in the future, there's a TV show called Slayers. Now, Slayers is a bit where criminals, convicted murderers, get the opportunity to participate in a game. Okay, and now they implant them in their brains with what are called nanites. These are essentially micro technology that replicates brain cell activity. And so what it does is it gets injected into your brain and then it starts to replicate itself and replace all of your natural brain cells so that a game controller can actually take control of this person and actually move them around like a robot. And one of the conspiracies within the film is that the creator of these nanites wanted to do kind of a smart dust cloud and go and just like puff it out like... And tiny particulates all over the place so that he, being the one person with nanites that are programmed to transmit, can control everybody else whose nanites are made to receive. So in one swift move, he can gain control of the entire human race and all slaves. Well, that's what we're talking about here, isn't it?
Absolutely, you're saying that this is, I don't know this particular film, but you're saying that this sounds like science fiction. Well, it's actually much more science than fiction, and that's exactly what we're talking about here. So, and that's what people need to realize. What we try to achieve in UKEDGE is that these technologies are actually, you know, become regulated, which is not the case at all at the moment. So, and what we would ultimately like to achieve is that there's appropriate EU legislation to be created to protect our citizens from these kinds of abuses. And when I say citizens, these include small children. When we did these tests, you know, which I just explained in the Faraday cage, when we scanned people for radio frequency emissions, people that came to us were... sometimes where families with small children and the children emitted radio frequencies, which means that they had been implanted with these kinds of torture technologies. Often this happens also, you know, when it's very easy actually to implant a person. All you need is a needle, basically. So what people also need to be aware of is that, the people that we tested that came up positive, generally they told us that they had a surgery before. They had, you know, they underwent surgery, but not all of them, Winnie, because we had, for example, children that were vaccinated or elderly ladies that had gotten their flu vaccine and always came up positive in their upper arm. So, and they told us, well, they never had a surgery or anything. Well, if they always come up positive in the upper arm, we asked them, well, you know, did you have anything done there? And they said, well, no, just my GP always gives me my flu vaccine there. Well, I think then we can quite safely say that if they never had the surgery and it's always coming up positive in the upper arm, that this was, you know, that they were implanted via the vaccine.
Well, it seems like the medical, military, industrial complex has been working together for a long time. And so if there was a global program to robotize and androidize all humans on Earth, something tells me that they would all be doing something, just a little bit of something, together in order to accomplish such a massive scheme of such incredible scumbaggery. Melanie, thank you very much. And Alfred, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, in just a few minutes at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. You can get the archives at that website if you are capable of contributing towards the funding of this show. We take donations and regular donations as well. You can set up automatic payments via the subscription button or into the bank account directly. We'll be right back in just a few minutes for the second hour, folks.